So I was born and raised in Iraq, Baghdad, and I moved to the United States about 5 years ago now. This is my fifth year. In February, it would be officially 5 years. But I've come to visit before that about 2 to 3 times. I can't pinpoint like just one point where Denver became home until like recently when I went on a trip for school, and it was like a week trip. And it was like really intense training. The weather was awful. It was in Kentucky. So it was like really humid, really hot all the time. I was like doing constant work. And I found myself like thinking of Denver, like the way that you think of home, right? Of going back home. And when I got here, back here, after it was merely a week. It wasn't that long, right? It's like, Mace, get over yourself. But it was like when I landed, I was like, oh, I'm home. And that's when I knew. I was like, Denver is home now. I think what I most like about it is that it's not overwhelming like New York or Chicago, right? Where you feel like you are in a sea of people and you can just like get lost, right? It's just so overwhelmingly crowded and career driven and like so oriented towards kind of individualism, right? And it's not at the same time that small city that's kind of gets melted and you don't recognize, right? So it has that in-betweenness that I like. Recently, I've been continuing my graduate studies in sociology with a focus on women and gender studies. I've always loved studying, and I've always said if I can get paid studying and reading, then yeah, this is what I want to do. And recently I've become like more and more focused on academia and like I've come to realize like, oh, maybe being a professor would give me that leeway, right? Of like, yeah, you do research all the time. You're with young minds all the time. So you never get old really, right? You always exchange ideas with people. And the younger generation always keeps you fresh. So I don't, in 5 years, I'm hoping that I would be in a PhD program. I mean, my ultimate kind of ideal goal that would be, I would go out of Denver, go to a really good PhD program, hopefully in California. Exactly, fingers crossed. And then I would come back here, actually. I want to give back to this university because here I've met so many wonderful, giving generous people, and I can just like imagine the scenario playing in my head where like the advisors and the professors that are like teaching me now, that I would come back in a few years being their colleagues, and I can give back to the same student population that served me, you know, and helped build who I am today. I'm the first generation. I was not even born here. So you carry all of these roots with you. And it's like you're always living in this in-between state of like having your roots with you, but also having some values of the place that you are currently living in. So, I mean, I absolutely love the friendliness of the people. A lot of people have genuine curiosity and have genuine interest in people, which is not necessarily something that you find everywhere. You know, I think the American dream kind of like, I can see it. I can see where it came from. I don't know how much I believe in it though, that you can just like pull yourself up by the bootstraps and like everything will just kind of work out if you work hard. Initially, I was like, yeah, you really make it here if you like, you know, just put one foot in front of the other and just work towards it. But the reality of the situation, it doesn't work that way. There's a lot of complications that come with being in the United States, things that have to do with race, things that have to do with gender, things that have to do with ethnicity that does come in your way. And I think you don't come to that. That might have been something that I've come to realize more recently as I started, like, you know, being in the community and like working and studying. That is something that I didn't anticipate to see. You know, there's this notion in your mind when you're like outside of a country, there's this romanticizing notion of like, it's going to be like better, like way better there, or like it's going to be closer to an egalitarian society. And then when you realize sometimes your name is a hindrance because it doesn't sound white, and it sounds ethnically ambiguous. And you know deep down that it does affect how employers might hesitate before picking up the phone and calling you for an interview. So that is definitely something that was kind of a disappointment would be a strong word, I would say, but it was kind of like, it gives you a shock of like, oh, wait a second, it's not as it looks like. I would say we're sometimes so stuck in a unilateral view, and we see things from one perspective, right? And it's so easy to get stuck up on it. I mean, it's so hard to be grateful for hardships, but it's something that I've come to appreciate, because without my hardships, I wouldn't be able to step out of my shoes and try and see other people's perspectives. Just imagine, like, overnight, you having to leave your country with no preparation at all. No one prepared you for the moment that you have to pack up just a couple of change of clothes and leave. And you don't know where to go. And you have, and we're not just talking about, oh, I'm going to change states. No, we're talking about leaving the entire, everything that's familiar to you. You're leaving your parents, leaving your friends, leaving your resources, right? Like your money, your car, like little things that we don't think about in the daily, like things that we take for granted. And you're just told that you simply cannot exist here anymore. What would that make you feel? Where would you go? I personally went to Syria afterwards. And in that country, everything is an unknown. There is no security in jobs. There is no security even in schools where your kids are supposed to be. There is no security in where you're going to stay, where you're going to get your food every day. When there is such like fundamental needs that are not being met, how is that going to affect you as a person? You have to readjust and almost like reprogram yourself all over again to the traditions, to the needs of this new community, to how you're going to fit in and help your kids fit in. This is what immigrants go through on the daily. And I would consider myself a lucky person. I didn't have to wait until the last moment when a missile would hit my house. But there are people who literally had to leave because their house was burned to the ground. Everything to their name, they lost. I would just encourage you to take a moment to just remember that those are like people of flesh and blood, like you and me, with hopes and dreams and kids they love and partners they adore, and they just want to live.